Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Public hearings by the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol insurrection begin later today before a primetime audience. The session is expected to reconstruct then-President Trump's refusal to concede the 2020 election. The panel is trying to determine what Trump was doing while his followers were trying to stop the certification of Joe Biden's election victory. A California man is being held in Maryland on charges of threatening Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the suspect was arrested early Wednesday.
A court press release said the man was armed and made threats against Justice Kavanaugh. He was arrested near the Kavanaugh residence at 1:50 a.m. and taken to a nearby police station. The incident was first reported by the Washington Post, which said that the man, a California resident, told police he wanted to kill Kavanaugh, that he was angry about the leaked draft of the court's abortion opinion and about the recent spate of mass shootings. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden is stressing the importance of democracy when it comes to the future of the Western Hemisphere. Speaking at the Summit of the Americas, Biden tried to draw a sharp contrast between his administration and his predecessors.
At this summit, we have an opportunity for us to come together around some bold ideas, ambitious actions, and to demonstrate to our people the incredible power of democracies to deliver concrete benefits and make life better for everyone, everyone.
Biden welcomed other regional leaders to the gathering in Los Angeles in an implicit rebuttal to nations that stayed away out of solidarity with authoritarians who were not invited. A court in Ukraine is upholding a ban on a political party with ties to Russia's past. President Zelensky signed the ban into law last month. NPR's Yulian Haida has more from Kyiv.
The law allows Ukraine's justice ministry to seize the assets of any party that, quote, glorifies or justifies any armed aggression against the state of Ukraine. Before Russia's invasion in February, the only pro-Russian party in parliament had just over 1 in 10 seats. After the invasion, the party disbanded, rebranded, and came back with an anti-war stance. But that didn't convince officials, who ordered the party to liquidate nonetheless. Now, an appeals court has upheld that ban, leaving no official pro-Russian position in Ukraine's government for the first time since independence 30 years ago. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Kyiv.
Ukrainian authorities say scores of bodies have been recovered from the devastated city of Mariupol. Meanwhile, a fierce battle continued for Ukraine's industrial heartland known as the Donbas region. In Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv, residents were clearing debris from Russian shelling there on Wednesday. This is NPR News. Dozens of women claiming they were sexually assaulted by Larry Nassar are suing the FBI for $1 billion in damages. The agency was alerted of the allegations against the USA gymnastics doctor in 2015. But Nassar was not arrested until a year later during an investigation by Michigan State University where he worked. He's now serving what is essentially a life sentence for child pornography and sexual abuse. Leaders of the travel industry say restrictions and delays at Canada's busiest airport have caused chaos. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, there are now calls for the Canadian government to speed up service and address staffing shortages.
Delays and long lines continue to plague Toronto's Pearson Airport, and travel industry leaders want Ottawa to also ease the remaining COVID-19 measures. They include a vaccine mandate for air travelers, mandatory use of the ArriveCan app for those entering Canada, and random COVID testing. The Canadian Airports Council says the measures are bogging down the system. There are also staffing shortages driven by mandates for federally regulated employees, such as baggage handlers and border services. And there are personnel shortages within the travel industry because of work stoppages and restrictions, estimated at 400,000 people within the past 2 years. Ottawa says help is coming, but that might not happen before the end of June. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading following Wednesday's losses on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mostly lower, but up a fraction in Tokyo. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.